Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The New Apocalypse by Mark Dortmiller is a practical survival and preparedness guide aimed at readers who are worried about inflation, currency instability, supply chain disruption, and the broader consequences of a possible dollar collapse. Rather than presenting disaster readiness as a bunker-centered or purely survivalist project, the book frames preparation as a family-focused, budget-conscious process that combines financial protection, household planning, and everyday resilience. Its purpose is not to forecast collapse with precision, but to help ordinary people reduce exposure to economic shock and make more stable decisions before a crisis deepens. The book emphasizes real-world steps such as preserving value through tangible assets, building useful supplies, organizing emergency systems for the home, and developing a mindset that favors calm action over panic. In that sense, it sits between personal finance, family preparedness, and continuity planning, with an emphasis on practical usefulness over theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, protecting savings through assets that can still function in a collapse scenario. A central idea in the book is that preparation begins with rethinking what counts as wealth when a currency loses purchasing power, rather than relying only on cash or conventional savings. The guide encourages readers to consider real assets and necessities that may hold value better during monetary instability. This matters because a dollar collapse or severe inflation does not just reduce buying power in abstract terms, it changes how families access food, medicine, fuel, and services. By presenting wealth protection as part of survival planning, the book connects personal finance to household security. The practical value of this approach is that it pushes readers to think in terms of usability, liquidity, and exchange value under stress. The emphasis on barter and essentials reflects a broader point in a disruption. Resilience often comes from holding things that meet immediate needs or can be traded locally. The book, therefore, treats financial defense as a real-world preparedness strategy rather than a purely investment-oriented exercise. Secondly, building a household stockpile without turning preparation into hoarding. The book gives special attention to stockpiling food, water, and other essentials in a way that is meant to be affordable and manageable for ordinary families. This is important because many preparedness books either overcomplicate the process or assume a level of spending and storage capacity that most households do not have. Dortmiller's approach appears to favor incremental accumulation, prioritization, and practical organization over panic buying. That distinction matters. A useful stockpile is not simply a large pile of supplies, but a system that supports daily functioning when normal supply chains fail. The underlying logic is that shortages become less destabilizing when a family already has a buffer for the first days or weeks of disruption. The book's focus on essentials also implies triage, helping readers decide what is truly necessary before less critical items. In this way, the guide makes preparedness more accessible by translating an intimidating problem into a sequence of manageable household decisions. Thirdly, preparing the home as a first line of defense against disruption. Another major theme is home readiness, especially reducing vulnerability when public systems become unreliable. The book treats the home not just as a place to shelter, but as the main operating base for family continuity during crisis. That perspective is practical because many disruptions are not dramatic in the cinematic sense. They are more often characterized by shortfalls in electricity, water, communications, transportation, or routine access to services. A prepared home can soften those shocks by making it easier to stay organized, preserve safety, and avoid preventable dependence on outside systems. The guide appears to stress basic protections and domestic resilience rather than extreme off-grid living, which broadens its relevance. This is one of the book's strengths because it aligns preparedness with realistic household conditions. Instead of asking readers to abandon normal life, it encourages them to harden the home they already have. That makes the concept more actionable and less ideological, especially for families who need practical steps rather than speculative scenarios. Fourthly, using a resilient mindset to replace panic with leadership. The book places unusual emphasis on mindset, but not in a vague motivational sense. Its mindset theme is tied to decision-making under uncertainty, where fear can produce confusion, delay, and poor judgment. By presenting calmness, organization, and leadership as survival tools, the guide suggests that emotional discipline is part of preparedness infrastructure. This is a useful distinction because economic crises can trigger behavior that worsens a family's position, such as hoarding, overspending, indecision, or isolation. The book's approach implies that preparation is not only about what one stores, but also about how one thinks and communicates when conditions deteriorate. In a family context, a stable mindset helps parents set priorities, assign roles, and keep routines functioning. The leadership angle also gives the book a social dimension. Preparedness is framed as a way to become dependable for others, not merely self-protective. That makes the mindset section more than encouragement. It becomes a method for preventing fear from undermining practical readiness. Lastly, finding post-collapse opportunities in small trade, skills, and local enterprise. The book does not treat collapse solely as a defensive problem. It also looks at what kinds of small business, trade, and practical skills might remain useful or even become more valuable after economic disruption. This is a notable feature because many survival guides focus almost entirely on sheltering, storing, and enduring. Dortmiller broadens the frame by recognizing that societies do not stop functioning all at once. Rather, they reorganize, and those with usable skills or adaptable trades may regain stability faster than those waiting passively for normalcy to return. The inclusion of barter and skills exchange reflects this logic. It suggests that resilience is partly relational and local, built through networks of mutual usefulness. This topic matters because it turns preparedness into continuity. Planning families are not only trying to survive an interruption, but also trying to preserve income, relevance, and social support in a changed economy. That forward-looking angle helps distinguish the book from purely defensive prepper literature. In conclusion, The New Apocalypse will be most useful for readers who want a family-centered approach to preparedness rather than a highly technical survival manual or an alarmist collapse prediction. It is especially relevant for households concerned about inflation, unstable currencies, supply chain fragility, and the possibility that ordinary financial routines may become less dependable. The main benefit of the book is that it translates a large and intimidating economic scenario into concrete household actions protecting value, organizing essentials, strengthening the home, and thinking more clearly under pressure. It also stands out by linking preparedness to opportunity, not only loss. By including barter, local trade, and skill-based resilience, it widens the discussion beyond stockpiling alone. Compared with many books in the prepper genre, its tone appears more accessible and less extreme, which may appeal to readers who want realistic preparation without adopting a survivalist identity. Its most distinctive contribution is that it treats economic resilience as a practical family discipline, combining finance, logistics, and mindset into one accessible framework. If you would like to support Mark Dortmiller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.